Over the holidays, some folks got a chance to get back and visit family again. One of those, Ryan Hawkins, who is a basketball player and student athlete at Creighton University in Omaha, and he's experiencing his first go-around with the Blue Jays at the Division I level this year, and we got a chance to steal him here in the middle of the season. Ryan, how are you?
Good, Jim. Can't complain.
Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You say you can't complain. There's always something to complain about because you're playing Division I basketball, and it's very tough and demanding physically. Have you noticed much difference there than what you had the last 5 years at Northwest Missouri State?
Yeah, I'd say the physical demand's a little bit different. Obviously, it's very demanding as far as more of a time commitment. But I think the mental aspect of the game is the biggest change. You have to prepare earlier, more in advance, and more in detail too for every opponent, because you're playing six, seven guys in their rotation that are all really good at basketball, really good at their job. So you got to be ready for them every single game.
They have no off season anymore.
Nope, none. None.
No off days for that matter.
Nope, you got to be at your best every single day. Yeah. Practice, even if it's just an off day on your legs and you're watching film, you've got to be locked into that film for the hour, 2 hours that you're in there.
Yeah, I know we've talked about this in the past, but the Northwest Missouri State experience for you was, some folks would say, why didn't you go Division I to start with? You don't regret that at all. You enjoyed your time there.
Oh, yeah. No regrets there at all. Had 4 great years of playing down in Maryville. Obviously, we had a lot of success down there that resulted in quite a few national championships. So pretty proud of that experience. I felt like I learned a lot, both on and off the court from Northwest Missouri State. So very thankful for that. And I think that's what's made this transition to, obviously, like you said, Division I Creighton, has made that transition a little easier for me, all the lessons that I've learned on and off the court.
You still keep in touch with some of your friends you've made down at Northwest?
Oh, absolutely. They're killing it this year. They're going to be a great team again. There's never a doubt in my mind that they wouldn't go back and have a chance to repeat for another national championship.
Yeah, they off to another great start. And, you know, I guess when you walk into the season, the last several years, you knew what you were walking into every year. You were probably going to be ranked 1, 2, 3, something like that.
Yeah.
And you were going to be competing for a national championship. You probably weren't going to lose too many games because you really didn't. This year, you didn't know really what you were walking into, did you? There was such turnover with the Creighton program.
Yeah, it was my first year of going into it. And like you said, not knowing that you're going to be ranked, you're not going to have that big target on your back that everyone in the country knows that Northwest is the team to beat. But at the same time, I got to walk into a situation and had to earn my playing time and kind of earn that trust and build those relationships with, you know, younger players. They were kids in middle school when I started playing college basketball. So playing with a point guard who was an eighth grader when I was playing my first year, a little different. But, you know, once you build that relationship, you earn that trust of the coaching staff and the players, all those unknowns become pretty certain pretty quickly.
Yeah, of course, you're a super senior this year. You got that COVID year, so this is actually your sixth year in a basketball program, 5 years of playing, 1 year as a red shirt. But do you feel like, even though it's your first year in this particular program, did the coaches kind of lay that on you right away that, hey, you're going to come in here, you're going to be the older guy, so you need to be a leader?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely an expectation right from the start. I think the role and the extent of that leadership wasn't, I don't know if understood is the right word, but, you know, that role that I was given in June and July during summer workouts is nowhere near the level that the coaches have wanted me to take it to and that I've elevated it to, like from my own personal perspective, just because of the experience. And it's easier to relate to someone that you're still playing with, and sometimes it's easier to hear stuff from someone that's still on the court as opposed to a 30, 40, 50-year-old coach who's just watching the film. And I feel like being able to be kind of that medium between the two will really help our younger kids develop at a very quick rate, because we're playing a lot of freshmen, and you know they've had some you know young youthful games, and now the last few games we've been playing like a mature team that's not playing three freshmen. So that's, to see that growth is very rewarding. And it's obviously really good for our success.
Yeah, not just the freshmen. You've got transfers who've come in from other places as well, who are all trying to kind of get to know each other a little bit. Mm-hmm. Did you feel that early in the year, that in game situations where it's kind of like we're still trying to figure out where our games are and what we all do well?
Oh, for sure, for sure. And I think that was why our non-conference was so important. You look at two of our three losses, and they're against top 25 teams that are both undefeated right now. They have a combined record of 24-0. And really, we were in both of those games. You know, obviously the Iowa State game, we hit one, two more shots. We get a defensive stop here or there. That game, the outcome's the other way. You know, it's a two-possession game. Very easily could have flipped. Same with Colorado State. They had to hit 23, set a school record for their highest three-point percentage game in most makes. And, you know, you have two career 20% three-point shooters combined for 18 for 24 to beat us. So those are the kind of games that you kind of live with, especially when you're a young team like that. And it's those are what I would consider, if you're going to have good losses, those are good losses.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped one to Arizona State. That was a youthful game. You know, that was truly where our youthfulness and our lack of experience playing together kind of cost us. We didn't understand down the stretch who needed to have the ball in their hands. We didn't control the tempo. We didn't control the game down the stretch. And we let a five-point lead where we should have grown that to 10, 15 and put the game away. We let them take a lead and ultimately win that game.
Sure. You know, some folks would say, well, geez, coming from a Division II program and playing Division I in a Big East, in the Big East Conference, which is a legendary basketball conference, boy, that could be a little bit overwhelming. But, you know, you kind of dipped your toes in the water, too, at Northwest. You guys had a chance to play at Cameron Indoor, face Duke in a preseason matchup, once or twice, I think. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that's valuable now, I suppose.
Oh, for sure. That experience at Cameron Indoor is invaluable, going to play against Coach K in the most legendary college arena, rivaled with Fog Allen. But in my opinion, Cameron's a little more historical, a little better environment too. But to be able to have that experience playing against a great Duke team and a legendary coach like that, you learn to slow the game down. You learn to play how you play. You don't try to do what they do because they're going to do it better than you. You try and do what you do and control what you can control. I feel like those two games at Cameron Indoor kind of took the jitters of a big game out of you. You have those under your belt. So now you get to the CHI and there's 17,000-18,000 people in there. You're calm. You've had that experience before. You have those jitters out of the way and you can just play.
Yeah, you've had a lot of support too. I know every night at over in Omaha when you guys have a home game, there's probably 20 or more people in your box up there sitting there watching. You're probably bugging your teammates all the time. Anybody got any extra passes they can give me?
Oh, for sure. It's 2 days before every game. I know exactly what I'm gonna do. Hey guys, I got a lot of people coming. Anybody got extra tickets I can have? And they're all really good about making sure I get enough. And finding a way to get people into the games.
Yeah, and that was important to you, again, to be close to home as best you could?
Yeah, for sure. And that was why it was had a lot of teams call. I didn't call a lot of teams back. It was very selective on where I wanted to go, and I felt like I had a pretty good control over where I went.
Well, I know a lot of people have said, and your coach has said too, Greg McDermott has mentioned that your game fits Creighton well, the type of game you play. I counter that by saying your game kind of fits everywhere. Do you feel like you've molded your game into something that could really fit just about any system?
Yeah, I do, and I feel like a lot of that has to do with the recent change in college basketball. You know, over the last 5, 6, 7 years, the Steph Curry effect's taken over. It's, you know, higher percentage shot is you take an open three or get something at the rim at, you know, that's going to be a 90% shot in the lane or, you know, 40, 50% shot from three, but it's worth three. So the analytics have kind of changed the game of basketball a little bit. And I just happened to come out of high school at the right time and be tall enough and be able to use my size inside and out. So I would say definitely, I don't think my game was limited to just one or two programs. I felt like my versatility allowed me to control where I went.
When I watch you play, though, it just seems like your motor never stops. I mean, you might be the first one up the court this way and then the first one to get back that side, too. It seems like you never run out of breath. And for old guys like us, we marvel at that. Your conditioning and a lot of the off-season work, it pays off.
Oh, for sure. And it's one of those things, too. It's a lot easier when you just don't let yourself get out of shape.
Thanks, Ryan.
Sorry. But, I mean, the game at the Division I level just happens a lot quicker. Everything's faster. You got more athletic guys on the court. And you know, in transition, everything's going to be a lot quicker. You're going to have to think quicker. You're going to have to move quicker. And you're not going to have a lot of time to sit there, catch your breath. So making sure I was in shape was a big part of the summer emphasis.
Talk a little bit about, you know, are you where you want to be? I mean, are you to the point in your career now where you look back and you think, this is awesome. This is just where I want to be right now.
Yeah, I feel like I put in my time, put in my work at a young enough age to ultimately set myself up for quite a bit of success. I made a lot of memories down the way. It wasn't just always basketball. I was sure to make sure I had an identity outside of basketball. And I have no regrets about that. And I've kind of set myself up to enjoy this year, regardless of what happens. I can be happy with my decision. I can be happy with what I've been able to accomplish and feel good about it.
And got to beat that. Well, you got to play the team that you cheered for growing up. I know you wish you could have beaten them, and maybe probably could have if you got another shot at them, but was it tough playing against Iowa State, a team you always cheered for?
Yeah, you know, it was a little difficult going into that game because I'm sitting here like, what if I went there? And I had no regrets about going to Creighton. I love it there, and I had a lot of people text me after that game telling me that that outcome was about as good as they could have hoped for. They got to see me play pretty well, and Iowa State still won. I think I would have had a lot of conflicted people had we beat Iowa State and I played well.
That's all right. You've been fine with that.
Yeah, I've been, you know, and that's one of those losses, too, against a 12-0 undefeated team, top 10 team in the nation.
But you guys...
You want to win that game, but you live with it.
You know what your ceiling is now. I mean, you went out and played another legendary top 10-rated program in Villanova the other night and really took it to them.
Yeah, beat them by 20. And we, again, it's not like we shot the ball overly well. It's not like we... I mean, we guarded really well. We've defended really well. And we did that against Iowa State, too. And so for us to be able to defend elite teams like that has been really big for us. And I think that'll be kind of our identity going down the stretch.
Talk about a little bit about the Big East Conference. We know it's tough. It's a legendary basketball conference. It was created for college basketball. And you've got some great legendary teams. You're going to play another one of those here coming up this week in Georgetown. What's the rest of the Big East season look like?
It is about as deep as the league has ever been during my lifetime. We have five teams in the top 25 right now in the Big East. We have seven of the 11 teams receiving top 25 votes. And you look at the Big East, Big Ten Challenge and the Big East, Big 12 Challenge weekends. Big East has won both of those. And so for those two weekends to, you know, kind of measure your success, Big East is really freaking deep this year, and it's going to be a fun ride.
Do you dream about playing in the NCAA Division I tournament?
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of a cool experience. You know, every kid grows up watching, you know, March Madness, hearing the one shining moment. You get those memories as a child, and it's like very few people get the opportunity to truly play in that and be a part of that. So I'm really excited for that opportunity.
I hope you get that chance. What do you want to say to the folks that have supported you so much over the years back here at home?
The support means more than you guys know. It's just really cool to walk back into Atlantic for 2-3 days and see so many smiling faces telling me they're proud of me, and getting text messages after games supporting me. It just, win or lose, Atlantic's always supported me, and so that's been really, really cool to see.
Excellent. Well, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Stay healthy, keep working hard, have fun, and go Blue Jays.
Go Blue Jays.